Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hold me, Justice Warrior.
Good morning, Steph.
Wow, Glenn. I don't know what to... You know what? Let's just get your reaction to the Supreme Court, because I know people are feeling really depressed this morning about it.
Yeah, I feel like I have a democracy hangover this morning. I mean, it was a supreme train wreck. But I'm going to start with on a positive note, because, Steph, how many times have we talked about the fact that saving democracy is up to us,
yeah,
right?
More than ever.
It's up to we, the people. And now more than ever, I think the Supreme Court has driven that home to us. So we are going to get out and vote in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal, whether we're motivated by the Supreme Court apparently, you know, giving a president the right to commit all the crimes he wants against us in violation of our nation's laws and not be held accountable, whether it's revoking women's rights, whether it's, you know, forever taking away the ability of minorities to compete on a level playing field for higher education, whether it is business discrimination against the LGBTQ plus community cloaked in religious piety. What does it take to energize us? Because we ought to be energized across the board. And yesterday was like the icing on that cruddy, inedible little cake that the Supreme Court gave us.
Yeah. You know, Chris was just on vacation in D.C. last week, and we were talking about no matter how many times you go, you're still kind of, you know, awestruck usually by the, you know, the size and scale of the monuments in New York, excuse me, in D.C. And I remember going, I went right after marriage equality passed. And I remember the first time I saw, you know, seeing the Supreme Court itself and thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's part of that. I just feel like, oh, my God, Donald Trump has broken this country, has broken our judiciary, has broken our institutions that, you know, as you said, the fact they even took this up, they've already botched it. And now the fact that you don't even have to be a lawyer to go, what? They're talking about official or private acts? How could it possibly be a private act to overturn the U.S. government, steal government documents, assassinate someone? I feel like I'm in crazy town, Glenn.
Donald Trump's lawyers argue that these are official acts for which the president can't be prosecuted. Things like announcing that your political opponent is corrupt and ordering him executed. Official act, according to Donald Trump's lawyer. Ordering the military to stage a coup because you don't feel like leaving office. Official act, according to Donald Trump's lawyer. Selling classified information to America's adversaries. Official act. To the extent anybody had any lingering hope that the Supreme Court could be an honest broker of the law, it has proved that it is not an honest broker of the law. So again, it falls back on us.
Yeah, Glenn, so what's going to happen here? There's obviously some, you know, inkling that they're going to send this back to lower courts to do some issues. But I mean, they're basically giving Donald Trump what he wants. They're giving him as much delay as possible. What do you think happens from here? I mean, I guess what they're trying to parse out is, oh, is there some limited presidential immunity, yada, yada, you know, but not for this. I know that I heard, I think it was Barb McQuaid this morning, saying there's another, you know, trick that Jack Smith could still have up his sleeve. And as I understand it, it means to narrow the indictment. Can you explain any of that?
Let me try. Okay. Even Trump's lawyers conceded that some of what's in the indictment couldn't possibly be official acts. So what Jack Smith could do is basically cut out everything that that perhaps is an official act and try him only on a narrow sliver of his crimes and his conduct. I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, I don't think we should adjust our law enforcement approach based on an out of control Supreme Court attempting to protect a criminal president. I think that's unwise. I think we just have to suffer whatever the Supreme Court opinion is, and then we have to find a way to hold Donald Trump accountable. I happen to agree with what I've heard lots of legal analysts say, that, you know, and predicting what the Supreme Court is going to do has proven to be a fool's errand, right? Because, again, they're not honest brokers of the law. Let me be foolish for a second, though. I think what they're going to do is say, okay, we're enamored of this idea of outer perimeter immunity for maybe some of what he did. So we're going to send it back to Judge Chutkan, not for trial, but for long drawn out evidentiary hearings on which act might be in the outer perimeter and which act is beyond the outer perimeter. Then we'll take the case back and decide what immunity should look like for a president. So what does that mean? It means Donald Trump doesn't get tried in D.C. anytime soon, certainly not before the election.
Yeah. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Aaron Rupar said, so according to Trump's lawyers, if Trump returns to power, he could sell all of our most sensitive military secrets to China and he would be completely immune from prosecution so long as he kept it quiet until he left office. This is something SCOTUS is taking seriously. I mean, I think you don't even have to be a lawyer to listen to some of this yesterday and, you know... What was it? The one thing Kagan said, yeah, that sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? The lawyer's like, yeah, I know it sounds bad because it is bad.
Right.
And I love every time Trump's lawyer tries to say, well, you know, there's some accountability here because he can be impeached by the House of Representatives and convicted by the Senate. And actually, the response to that, Steph, is no, he can't. Because if you give him immunity, he will line up the representatives and the senators. Oh, who's going to vote to convict me or impeach me? lock them all up so they can't even cast those votes. You know why? I have immunity. Come on, sport. Y'all know better than this.
And we just saw Republicans. We have actual real-world evidence. We saw Republicans let him get away with two impeachments that he should have been convicted in. So, no, of course they're never going to convict him. This entire
and
party
in part,
is corrupt.
And their argument was because he could be prosecuted, so he doesn't need to be impeached.
And here's the irony. Raj tweets, Justice Roberts defining bribery with Thomas in the room is just so on the effing nose. I mean, that you have Clarence Thomas sitting there who's taken God knows how many bribes for God knows what, allegedly. Okay, let's talk about New York for a minute. You tweeted, if New York judge holds Donald Trump in contempt, Trump will have violated a release condition in his other criminal cases, and he should be revoked on pretrial release and detained pending trial. I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, go ahead.
And I attached to that post the actual language from Donald Trump's arraignment hearing, his first court hearing in D.C., and the judge said, do you understand? I don't know why there's stuff going on.
I know. Oh, my God. Fireworks are going off behind you because you're going to be in Philadelphia with us tomorrow night for the big Sexy Liberal Save the World tour. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what that was. I think if you do something, then everything goes off.
I feel like that's what your wife sees. I think your wife sees that all the time. That's all I'm saying.
A lot of duds there. The fuse just burns down and it fizzles.
No, it does not.
So, in court, the judge said, Mr. Trump, let me put you on notice of what the motion for pretrial release is in this case. If you commit a state, federal, or local crime, you can be revoked and detained pending trial. Do you understand that? The minute Judge Mershon, Steph, says, I find you in criminal contempt, and he's about to say that represents a violation of his pretrial release in all of his criminal cases, not just in D.C. The question, of course, becomes, will the rule of law rise up and be applied to Donald Trump? Of that, I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, well, that's what's depressing, is having the Supreme Court basically, it's pretty obvious they're trying to say, no, this one guy is, can do whatever he wants. Was David Pecker's testimony, I just like saying David Pecker.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's only this week I can say it as many times as I can. Was it as bad as I thought? Didn't he blow up that was the whole case, isn't it? That he did. Of course,
yeah,
he didn't do this.
Really,
he never mentioned his family. We did this for the campaign. Bam. Right.
Really bad. And Donald Pecker said so many things that are going to just hurt Donald Trump. And Donald Pecker, mind you, is
David
kind of the appetizer,
Pecker.
Right? Because it's not the.
You got your Peckers mixed up. It's David Pecker and Donald.
Yeah. What did I say? Donald Pecker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you can see why.
If the shoe fits, or if something else fits.
Yeah. Sure. So, I had mushrooms going through my head, but go ahead. Uh huh.
Yeah. So David Pecker said, look, I knew I was violating campaign finance laws when I was doing this.
Thank you.
And that's why David Pecker has a non-prosecution agreement, because he could be prosecuted as one of Donald Trump's co-conspirators. Think about this. Michael Cohen was involved in this conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws. He was convicted and imprisoned. David Pecker was in this conspiracy with Donald Trump. He was given a non-prosecution agreement, which is a shame. He should have been prosecuted. But still, it's an acknowledgement that they were in this conspiracy together. The only one left is Donald Trump. So it's time to hold him accountable.
Well, okay. The other thing is, does this disturb you as much as me? Speaking of what you just said, Pecker says he told Cohen we committed a campaign violation. Pecker says he was worried about that, but Cohen wasn't, quoting Cohen to say Jeff Sessions is the attorney general and Donald Trump has him in his pocket. I mean, if we could be any more depressed about the rule of law right now, I mean, among the shocking testimony in Trump's criminal trial today came when former Inquirer publisher David Pecker revealed that FBI Director James Comey was in the room when Trump thanked Pecker for orchestrating their catch and kill deals. I mean, oh my God, Glenn, this implicates the entire Justice Department. Not to mention, why wasn't this hush money? Why didn't Merrick Garland pursue this? I get why Bill Barr didn't, because they're all corrupt hacks, who did whatever Trump wanted. But talk to us about that level of it, about Sessions, Comey, whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend just how widespread the corruption was, or the fealty to Donald Trump was, or some combination of those two things. You know, Jeff Sessions, according to Cohen and Trump, he's in Trump's pocket. You know, if there's any good news about the Sessions tenure, it's He's the one who recused himself and appointed a special counsel.
Yeah.
But so what did Donald Trump do in response? He got an even more corrupt Attorney General, Bill Barr,
yeah.
who really would do Donald Trump's bidding entirely. So, yeah, but the...
And then
the,
even he wouldn't do Donald, it about January 6th, so he tries to do Jeff Clark. And it's just...
Yeah,
this is what
put Jeff Clark in.
Yeah.
So it's deflating, it's demoralizing that the corruption that Donald Trump managed to spread throughout government agencies just kind of went unchecked and unaddressed, and it metastasized. And now that the Supreme Court seems to want to give it all cover or excuse it, it's again, why I don't want everybody to feel so hopeless and helpless and demoralized and frustrated and despondent and angry. Or if you feel those things, let it energize
yeah.
you to get out and kick the living you know what out of these people at the polls, because we are the ones who are left to address this.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And by the way, we keep saying crime. He doesn't stop criming. Our friend Dean Obadala tweeted, classic witness tampering. Trump praises witness David Pecker on Fox News amid testimony about catch and kill schemes. He's been very nice. David's been very nice. He's a nice guy. This 100% violates the gag order. Trump is trying to influence a witness, obviously. And also, clearly, Pecker must know a lot more than Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
He knows where more Trump bodies are buried. That's why Donald Trump refuses to criticize David Pecker after he said things like, Trump was doing this for advantage in the campaign, not to hide this stuff from Melania or his family. That's devastating testimony. And what does Donald Trump say? David Pecker's my man, good man there. You know that Pecker probably has lots of other stuff that he could reveal about Donald Trump. And that's why Donald Trump is afraid to criticize somebody who really is an incriminating witness against them.
You tweeted, it's once again up to us to vote because our democracy depends on it. And then you tweeted a picture of you and Robert De Niro. And you said you told him about us and about Sexy Liberal and what you're doing this weekend. And so I said, just bring him. He's your plus one for New York, Sexy Liberal. Just bring him on the panel. Will he do it? He'll do it. You tweeted, Robert De Niro is both an acting legend and a fierce democracy warrior, unafraid to step into the arena and fight for what's right, what's fair, what's just. He generously hosted our New York City Team Justice gathering in January. We got to spend time on set today watching him work his craft. Oh, my God. How cool is that, Glenn?
Wow. It was so cool. We've been on set with him a couple of times now, and then the magic that happens is unbelievable. I wish I could talk to you about what I saw, but they're like, don't tell anybody what's going on. But it's going to be, I think, a 6-part Netflix thing.
Wow.
And it's just,
wow.
It's going to be killer. It's going to be killer.
Did you say you're good? You're good. Okay.
You're very good. You're very good.
Got a lot of enthusiasm for you. Okay. Glenn, we could not be more excited.
Yes.
Sexy Liberal Philadelphia tomorrow night with you and Lindy Lee and JoJo from Jurors. And so excited in the seat of, what could remain our democracy if we do something about it.
Sure.
Hey, we got the Liberty Bell. I'm going to rub the Liberty Bell figuratively, and we're going to get it on in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You can rub my Liberty Bell anytime. Love you, Glenn.
See
you tomorrow night in Philly. Thanks, Philly.